Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor about the recent legislative session.
This has been the most hateful session that I have seen in my 5 years. We've attacked everyone from public workers to women's health, to the poor, to the mentally ill. Yesterday we had a bill defunding basically the prisons. Everything that we're doing is just hateful. Mm-hmm. and doesn't support our public services at all.
One service I can think of that I'm thinking of right now is the Leopold Center. Could you share your thoughts on the budget that will basically close the center?
Yeah, well, basically we passed that bill 2 days ago, or I shouldn't say we, the Republicans passed that bill 2 days ago that closes down the Leopold Center at ISU. Yesterday, the Democrats, we offered an amendment that would allow the Iowa State University to use other fundings within their department to keep that department open. Is that important to them that they keep it open, that they're willing to find funds from other sources inside their department? And the Republicans refused that amendment to even allow them through their own means to keep that open. That wouldn't affect our budget one penny. It's just ridiculous why they did that. There's just no reason for it.
What are your thoughts on the anti-abortion bill?
Basically, that bill it's designed to shut down Planned Parenthood. It goes a lot further than that, though. It would actually, if people read it the way I read it, it could also shut down support for the University of Iowa. It's another bill that is ridiculous. We're going to continue to provide services that Planned Parenthood offers through supposedly different providers, but instead of doing that with federal funds, we're going to turn down $3 billion of federal funds and somehow miraculously fund this with state funds. I don't understand. When we're broken, we just cut the Department of Corrections $7.5 million. How we can afford to come up with another $3 million that the federal government is supplying us right now.
And with education being cut, education spending, how are your thoughts on that? How that occurred?
That's another ridiculous bill. We're still giving out millions and millions of dollars in tax credits and what I like to call corporate welfare, but yet we're cutting monies to educate our kids. And that, you know, our kids are our most valuable resource, and that's where we should be spending our money. And the bad part about a lot of these tax credits that we're giving out or corporate tax welfare that we're giving out is the corporations aren't even asking for this money. It was money that they were promised years and years ago, and it has just continued and continued. And right now what they're asking us for was get us educated kids, get us workers, and we're not doing that.
The voter ID bill, could you explain how this, how that bill could affect voters?
Well, it's going to make it very tough for people to vote. First of all, we didn't fund it. We threw $700,000 to the Secretary of State to implement this program, and the figures that I've been given, he can't do it for that money. But we're still going to require people to show voter ID when they get to the polls. Mm-hmm. Well, if the Secretary of State can't issue you that ID because we don't have enough money to give him to implement the program, we're going to have thousands and thousands of Iowans with no voter ID, and they won't be able to vote. So it's just a voter suppression bill is all I see it as.
What do you have upcoming for you as far as the rest of the year until the next session?
Oh, I'll go to a lot of meetings, interim meetings during the summer, and study different subjects, you know, that'll come before the legislature over the next year. I'll go to a lot of public events, you know, where people are wanting support for this business or that, and just get out there and find out what's going on in my district, and you know what the concerns are of the people of my district, and be able to bring those back up here to the legislature next January.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention? Anything that you want to share or state for your district and constituents?
Yeah, pay attention to politics. It does matter. I mean, elections matter. Mm-hmm. And you know, people need to be involved. Even if they're unhappy with what's going on, when they're unhappy with what's going on, they even need to be more involved. But they need to be involved all the time and find out whether people are representing their best interests or if they're representing their own best interests.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.